to the Challenges in Vending Technology podcasts. This is our 32nd podcast in the series. I'm Elliot Maris, the editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. With me today is Cliff Fisher, sales manager of Vending Management Solutions for MEI. Cliff, back on December 22nd, we interviewed an operator who questions the benefits of tracking individual location product sales. He claims that if you stock the top 20 selling units and make sure that the top five sellers are in all the machines, you're going to meet most customer needs. He acknowledged that there will be individual location variances, but the cost of knowing what those are and warehousing the product to cover those needs would be in excess of the benefits from the sales. How do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to discuss the topic, Elliot. I think the way to approach that, or at least the way MEI approaches that, is to look at it from the standpoint of a single vending machine or a single transaction does not ultimately determine the success or failure of a vending operation, the profitability of that operation. When you can multiply every transaction of every one of your machines in your population by customer, by different segments of your business, in an automated fashion, using technology tools to give you the clarity or the granularity of that transaction detail, it forms a very, very solid foundation for setting sales objectives for your business, performance objectives for your business, ultimately reviewing profitability and performance against those objectives. When you are leaving it in the hands of individual route drivers, as good as route drivers may be, oftentimes you'll see some accuracy issues, simply through oversight, through inefficiency of tasks. And let's maybe step down and look at it from a more detailed level. If you take an average full-line vending operator, $5 million in annual sales, approximately 12 routes, 20 employees, the manager of that business will need to have oversight of, well, more than one warehouse, typically one or more, 300 supplier purchase orders on an annual basis, 3,100 route issues, that's 12 routes with issues every day over 52 weeks, 5 days per week, 50,000 vending machine service tickets, wastes, returns, test vends, coin tubes, and ultimately an operator will need to reconcile in excess of six million individual product purchases. So $5 million in cash, about 80 to 85 cents per vend, $6 million, $5 million in individual purchases, the reconciliation of the coins and bills, relying on manual efforts to do that has proven to be probably perhaps less than efficient, less than accurate. The importance of DEX to capture that, the ability to spot sales trends, to set your performance objectives, manage your daily operations to those objectives, understand where you're missing the missing those objectives, and putting a plan together to make up the difference, to be able to forecast with more accuracy and make informed business decisions. That is something that can, on a regular basis, be demonstrated, and the ROI is pretty compelling. At less than 12 months, payback on investment of the technology, the software, the training, and the hardware.
And the system you're describing involves tracking individual location product sales, correct?
Absolutely. That's where it begins. The sale of a single product in a vending machine placed at a customer location. When that can be replicated across an entire population of equipment using electronic data collected through a handheld and plugging into that vending machine, there's nothing that will have a greater degree of accuracy from a reconciliation standpoint. And it is data that can be relied upon as a basis for informed decision-making, which ultimately is going to be the predicate for increased profitability.
Okay. Now, this operator was making the point that as long as he's got those core items, those top five items that are responsible for a large percentage of the sales in any vending operation, that knowing the secondary items and their level of popularity and the locations just isn't that important. Is there that much variance in the sales of the secondary items in the machine?
Absolutely. It's really the secondary items that can ultimately make or break the profitability of a machine. Understanding the demographic of the location by setting up the ability to start to understand what various location types tend to want to purchase, be it a manufacturing type of location, an education type of a location, whatever that location may be, certain purchase characteristics tend to develop across like locations. When you have the ability to see that detail, to mine those additional sales by having the right product in front of that customer at the right time and certainly at the right price, is critical ultimately to the profitability and success of a vending operation. And that is only available through a dedicated effort to capture individual item-level sales.
Okay. And then I think another point this person was making was that if you did track all the individual location sales, you would end up having to warehouse so many more SKUs. But I think you would argue that just the opposite is going to happen, correct?
Precisely. What we have absolutely demonstrated time and again is that with the item-level sales data, there is a typical reduction of 15 to 20 stock-keeping units in the warehouse, up to a 30% reduction of the product that just travels around on route trucks on a daily basis. That has a significant impact on cash flow, on the product freshness, not wasting product because it's sitting in a warehouse or on a truck, being driven all around the metro area. So as you have item-level control, it becomes very clear what products and what packages will sell in certain environments and which will not sell, and then the numbers will force themselves, or the product will be forced to justify its existence in your inventory population. Typically, you will see the numbers driving that reduction of 15 to 20% in the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
It also drives a fundamental change in the business, and that's really around merchandising a machine. One of the perhaps missing roles in an operator's business today is that of a merchandising manager, taking that data and really putting it to work. If the data, regardless of how the data is captured, isn't reviewed rigorously and regularly and put to work, then the value of that data is going to be mitigated somewhat. So it is not only necessary to capture the data in its most detailed form, but it is also important to utilize that data to put it to work in a meaningful way in your business, and that's in merchandising as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Well, Cliff, I think that is a good response overall, and I thank you for your time.
Elliot, thank you very much, and have a great day.